But there was an interesting article saying, don't give up on potatoes.
Yes, no, don't.
When you're studying, because no. There is actually some food value there. They've got a lot of bad press in terms, especially from the anti-carb brigade. Mm. I see your eyes there. But we thought we should just bring in someone to just discuss this briefly and talk about the food value of potatoes. Mbali Mapoli is the consultant dietitian at Potatoes South Africa. Mbali, hi there. Welcome to the program. Are potatoes as bad for us as we're led to believe?
No, hello. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon. First, I just want to comment, you guys, you were saying nice ideas like, using the potato skin and all that. But yeah, potatoes are not bad as we are, we are told all over. And at Potato South Africa, we still say potatoes are still styling as a great source of fiber and a great source of carbohydrates. So just now you were talking about, what do we need to eat, especially for exam time. So, for example, the brain uses about 5 grams of glucose per hour, and you get that glucose from, like, high-fiber carbohydrates, like potatoes. So I think for full functioning, for full productivity of the brain at this time, so, yeah, potatoes, I mean, for people who are saying they go on a low-carbohydrate diet or no carbohydrate at all, like in venting, then they are missing out because the fiber we get from high carbohydrate foods and also the good source of carbohydrates we get from those type of foods.
Mbali, what about the vitamin content of potatoes?
It is brilliant. So potatoes over and above them containing the carbohydrates, they are also a good source of vitamins and minerals, particularly vitamin C is also there in other vitamins. So as part of your healthy diet, they do bring in an added benefit. And I mean, potato is associated with comfort, which is not entirely a bad thing because in that way, you are able to say, you know what, I'm going to put away other foods that are high sugar that are associated with comfort and rather make your own homemade potato recipes that are still filling and bring that sort of that sense of comfort, but also filled with vitamins and minerals.
I suppose the way of cooking them actually makes quite a difference to their food value.
It does. Most of the time when you look at how we cook our food, determines in the sense of how the nutrient quality of that food will be once the food is cooked. So, which is also something that is applicable to potatoes. When you're going to just maybe cook them in too much water, and then after cooking them in that lot of water, you drain all that water, then you run a risk of losing all these great nutrients that are found in potatoes. But also on the other side, if you add a lot of fat, in a sense of high fat creams and all the cream sauces, which can also contain the high sodium content, then you are now taking something that is a goodness from nature, like a potato, and you're now changing it and making something that is now high fat or even much more higher in salt. So how we cook our potatoes, and we say at Potato South Africa, the best way to cook potatoes is with minimal water as possible and also with their skin on, be it you are grilling them, drying them, or baking them. But also even if you are cooking them to make a potato salad, but trying as much as you can to keep that skin on because also bulk of the nutrients, especially the fiber in the potato, stays on the skin. Which is obviously mostly, if most people just peel off the skin and throw it away, you can cook the potatoes with the skin or just like your colleague was saying, so taking the skin or the peel and then making it or grilling it and making nice crisp skin type of something that you can snack on. And use a dip if you want, but if not, it's still fine without the dip.
Sounds delicious. Mbali Mapoli, she's the consultant dietitian at Potatoes South Africa.